I have to leave precisely at 4:15. So good news for you, I'm going to go as quick as I can. So yes, on, where is the clicky thingy? Or I just say, yeah, cool, thank you. Awesome. So I didn't know I had a choice on titles. This was the title that I was given. How WBCSD and the private sector is supporting the implementation of the KMGBF and contributing to a successful COP17, all in 5 minutes. Thank you. Actually, just kind of a show of hands, if I'm doing the business voice, but I know a lot of your organisations, you do work with business and you have networks of business. Just raise of hands, who is working with business, well, in your organisation? Yeah. Okay, all right, so for those of you who are, the idea is that we need to be aligned, these beautiful flamingos, and what we are asking of business. So what I'm going to give you a sense of is how we can engage business to then be able to successfully contribute. Firstly, WBCSD, the hardest acronym to say. We are an alliance of 240 leading businesses working together to transform systems, headquartered like 12-minute walk away, just near the Boucher tram stop. And we are also an alliance of over 60 national networks in Switzerland, Portugal, Indonesia, Panama, not Armenia yet, so we probably need to sort that out. And we have a shared vision to 9 billion people living well within planetary boundaries. On biodiversity, we have now scientific and political consensus. So all 174 countries, my best colleague and informers of that coming next, consensus on the relationship between business and biodiversity. The summary for policymakers I recommend as a review is only 30 pages with lots of beautiful graphics like this one, and then much more detailed chapters. We've actually, since this has been published and based on the sustainability headwinds we have, a lot of business nature leads are saying that we're struggling to make the business case now on nature. Evo said bees and trees. I normally say pandas and whales. That's what I normally experience. Oh, but that's just pandas, right? It's very far away. It's not linked to my business. So we now talk about, firstly, what are the risks, the physical risks, the operational risks, the reputational risks, and the missed opportunities for your business, maybe hidden in your supply chains. What? Tell me more. Like, what is that? Then we start talking about the dependencies on nature and natural ecosystem services, and then the impacts. And that's the order. So that's one thing to take. Don't go in nature first, because they'll be thinking whales or bees. Then, once you've like got their attention, right, yes, what should I do? There's an alphabet soup or tsunami of acronyms out there. The good news is, they're all aligned around a common theory of change based on the original Natural Capital Protocol launched 10 years ago at the IUCN Congress. And so whether it's the Science-Based Targets Network or it's the Task Force for Nature-Related Financial Disclosures, they all get businesses to think what and assess what are my dependencies, impacts, risks, and opportunities. The most important ones, you set targets for them to avoid and reduce the negative ones and look to restore and regenerate. And because it's a systems goal, then use your voice to transform systems. So this is all these frameworks have that common approach, then they have a different focus depending on their target area. So I'm often asked, like, well, what is a credible approach on nature for my business? What can I do on a page? What we say literally is, well, first of all, don't be nature positive. Don't have your claim, we will be nature positive. You're not nature. You depend on nature, but you're not nature. You can contribute to the mission of the GBF by avoiding and reducing your negative impacts systematically, not just convenient for getting pollution, for example, if you're a chemicals company, which was just the other day. And that's not enough to bend the curve. You also need to restore and regenerate, especially in those systems where you are dependent, nature-based solutions, and aiming for a full recovery. So this is basically, on a page, how we say you need to contribute to nature positive. And the good news is we have developed guidance with Business for Nature and the World Economic Forum Thank you. To help them understand what are the main impacts, dependencies, risks, opportunities, and the actions to take for 16 different sectors. And so, especially when that chemicals company you're speaking with go, yeah, we've done our materiality assessment, biodiversity is not material. That is an engagement opportunity. Ah, what do you understand? Are you just thinking bees and whales? Four-page summaries plus more detailed guidance. So I really recommend these sector actions to Nature Positive. And then we're mentioning this, so what targets then does business contribute then? So everybody talks about target 15. Yes, yes, the assess your risks and opportunities and disclose them. But actually, if you take those actions to avoid and reduce the negative impacts, you can then the business can contribute to pollution, sustainable management, if to restore and regenerate, they can contribute to conservation. They're really excited by OECMs, by the way. Business. They really see an opportunity for them to contribute. And so what we're doing now is working at what the metrics are and indicator frameworks that can then contribute to the NBSAPs as well. So it's not just target 15 for business. And then, so what we'll be doing at COP17, so not coming with an enormous delegation this year, if I'm honest, not like we did in Montreal and Colombia, but leading companies who really want to be there to make the change happen. And the dialogues that were mentioned to have with governments, with financial institutions, will bring businesses there to have a standardized approach. So we need to link to ISO on that. Talk about these business contributions to the measuring the towards the NBSAPs. Trying again to make that business case for action on nature and get into the financial implications, and then hope using to unlock financing, because business also have risks linked to their dependencies in landscapes and want to work with other stakeholders to finance those as well. So my final slide, because then I really need to run, further information, wdcc.org/natureaction. Contact me on LinkedIn or on email as well. Thank you. Bye, Sally.